I get out of everything exactly what I put into it. I get out of everything exactly what I put into it. No matter what it is that I do in life, if I do it with enthusiasm, I get enthusiasm out of it. If I do it with joy, I get joy out of it. If I do it with the delight of my heart, it is the most exciting, delightful, wonderful thing that I could ever wonder about and what I could ever experience. It's all up to me. It's all up to me where I am, how I am, who I am, and what I am. What makes me happy? What makes me feel just so great? What makes me feel just so wonderful, so fulfilled, so rewarded in every possible way? What makes me feel that way? And whatever it is that makes me feel that way, I can be sure that that is what I put into it in the first place. So, when I settle down to do a task, and the task is a little different than what I usually had planned, I was going to do some work on the yard. And so I mentally have the idea that I'm going to rake the yard and clean up the yard and pick up all the leaves and make it look just beautiful and do the garden, the flower portions of the yard as well and rake them easily and nicely and get the leaves out of there. And when I'm done, I have a job that I can be proud about. I can be very happy with what I have done. And anyone who looks at it will say, my, doesn't that look nice? And I don't have to have anybody look at it because I look at it and I say, isn't that nice? So, whatever I put into it, that's exactly what I get out of it. And if I put the joy of doing a job beautifully, perfectly, wonderfully, and all of my genius, that's what I get out of it. So many times we do a job grudgingly. We do a job that we don't really want to do. And we put a grudgingly attitude into it. We put a feeling of, oh, darn, why do I have to do this? And of course, the job ends up just that way. The job ends up sort of inferior to what it really should be and could be and would be if you went in there with the right attitude of mind, with the right attitude in your heart. Every job, every attitude, every experience that we have, everything that we do can be seen how we did it when we're done by how it looks. And it's not a matter by how well we rake the leaves, for instance, or how well we cleaned up things, but what sort of attitude we put into it. Because when you put an attitude of joy into doing something, it reflects itself in everything that you do. It's not necessarily in how much you do. It's not necessarily in how well you do it. It's you do it with love, and you do it with joy, and you do it with happiness. And It tells. Oftentimes, we're doing some tedious job of raking up a large area of ground, and we know we're not going to get it all done. So what we do a portion of it, and we do that portion so perfectly and so beautifully and so wonderfully that everyone who looks at it says, my, that is nice. That's going to look nice when it's all done, but that is nice what you've done. We don't just do little bits here and little bits there and little bits around that are easy to do. We just do a wonderful portion going straight on through, showing that we really care. We have that joy of doing it right, the joy of doing it correctly, the joy of doing it honorably and beautifully and wonderfully. And with that joy in our hearts, it is done that way. It is done just that way, beautifully, wonderfully, and honorably in our hearts. This is something that takes place in all of us. It's something that takes place in all of our hearts. It's something that takes place in everything that we do. And as we do everything that we do it with all the enthusiasm we can have, all the magic we can have, all the wonder we can have, all the joy we can have. And when we do it with all that joy and all that enthusiasm and all that wonder that we have, then everything takes place in a beautiful way. Everything takes place in a marvelous way. when you look at somebody's artwork, and it's just beginning, that's why people don't like to have you look at their projects before it's done. They like to see, have it be finished, and then have you look at it and say, yes, oh, that is so nice, that is so good. But if you look at it part way, you're going to say, now, how are you going to finish that? Or what are you going to do when you finish it? And you don't want to do that. You don't want to have people look at your half-completed programs, your half-completed artwork. Because as they look at your drawing and they see it half-completed, they don't know what all you're going to put in there. They don't know all of the love and the joy that you're going to put in. But they do know that you're having fun doing it. They do know that you're enjoying every portion of that work that you're doing. They do know that it's a joyous thing for you. And that joy sparkles through to them. That joy sparkles right out into their lives. And they know that it's a joy for them to see what you're doing, to see how it's coming along. I get out of everything exactly what I put into it. No matter what it is, if I can put joy and harmony and peace into things, then that's the way that it'll be. Now, do other people have to see it that way? Do I expect other people to see it that way? No. I do it for myself. I do it for my personal joy. I do it for my personal delight. I do it for my personal experience of peace and happiness and doing good. It's for me that I'm doing it. And every time we do anything in life, which is for us that we are doing it, then we will find that it's a very meaningful experience. And meaningful experiences are what we want to get out of everything we do in life. Everything we do in life, we want to have a meaningful experience, a happy experience, a joyous experience, a wonderful experience, an experience that says, yes, it is good. Yes, it is wonderful. Yes, it is fantastic. Yes, it is joyous. Yes, it is magic. Yes, it is exactly the way we would like to have it done. And when we have it exactly the way we'd like to have it done, then we get everything out of anything, whatever we put into it. What do you put into life? Are you putting into the relationship you have with other people that you're having a good time, that you enjoy doing what you're doing with them? Are you having a relationship that says, hey, I like you, I enjoy you, you're wonderful? Or are you having a relationship that says, whoops, I think we should cut this off. We're not having a good time together. No matter what, no matter who, no matter where, no matter why, if you, in yourself, will have that good time, if you in yourself will be who you are and bring who you are to the relationship, it will be the most exciting, rewarding, fulfilling relationship that you could ever imagine in your heart. Because everything we do it for ourselves. Everything we do because it makes us happy. Everything we do because it's the delight of our heart. And when it's the delight of our heart, then nothing more needs to be done. Nothing more needs to be done by anybody. You go in with a happy heart, and you'll find that every experience that you have will be a happy experience. I get out of everything exactly what I put into it. And when I put something into anything, I know that I've done it. And I know that it's wonderful, and I know that it's fun, and I know that it is something that's rewarding to me. And that's all that matters. We'll find that we get the most out of life when we put the most into it. We get the most out of everything in the world when we put the most into it. But you and I, we have to do the putting. We have to do the loving. We have to do the unconditional caring. And when we do, then what we get out of it will be unconditional delight that we've done our very best in the finest, most wonderful way that we can. Have a lovely day doing everything that makes you happy. Have a lovely day making yourself the most fulfilled, revealed being on the face of the earth. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.